Brian, New York, hello.
Hi there. You know, something you conveniently leave out every time is that the president and everyone around him has said they can't wait to get to the bottom of this. They have no idea, but the Daily News has reported that the president knew Rove was behind the leak and was involved. And the president promised to fire anyone
Brian,
that was involved.
Brian, where's the evidence that he was behind the leak? And if that's true, wouldn't that be the one thing that you would expect an indictment on? And what is the statute that you would like to apply there beyond your, you know, I hate Karl Rove standard? Where is your evidence? What is the statute? Where is it applicable?
The statute I want applied is that when the president comes out before the American people and says that he will fire anyone involved,
Karl Rove
is involved.
And where is your evidence that Karl Rove is involved?
I know
you hate Bush and Rove. Where is your evidence that Karl Rove is involved? What's your evidence?
He's been to the grand jury 4 times. That's involved.
So he went to the grand jury 4 times to testify, and that's a conviction in your book?
The president didn't say he'd fire anyone convicted. He said he'd fire anyone
involved. By the
way,
ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please hang on. Brian, don't hang up. We need to use you for a second here. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a classic example of modern liberalism. Hatred, hatred, hatred for Bush and anyone associated with him. Throw him in jail. He testified 4 times before the... All right, I'm going to ask you again, Brian. Do you really want to convict somebody on the idea that he just testified 4 times before the grand jury? I ask you again, what evidence do you have? You're so certain that Karl Rove leaked. Where's the evidence?
Sean, I'm not going to let you lie about what I just said.
No,
I never said anything about hating George Bush. I said that he did not tell the truth to the American people.
Hang on. Where's the evidence Karl Rove lied? You said he lied and leaked. Where's the evidence?
Say Karl Rove lied. I said the president lied.
You said Karl Rove leaked, and you said the evidence is that he went to the grand jury 4 times. What is your evidence that Karl Rove did this, though?
Went to the grand jury 4 times? It's been reported everywhere.
Oh, boy.
It's also been reported
Hillary
everywhere.
Clinton was before the grand jury for 6 hours. Does that make her guilty?
This doesn't have to do with guilt. This has to do with the president's words. You can either take a man at his word or you can't. I come from New York, upstate New York.
No.
It's farm country up here.
No.
We keep our word here, and we know what it means when a man is a man of his word.
Brian,
and everyone
Brian,
listening to this show knows
Brian,
what the
you sound
says.
Like a nut. You sound like a nutcase.
I mean, you can call as many names as you want.
No, I just want to know. Just because Karl Rove testified 4 times, you are declaring him guilty here.
No, I said he's involved.
And he's involved.
Said he would fire anyone involved.
Just because somebody testifies, Brian, before a grand jury doesn't mean he's involved. It doesn't mean anything. You don't have any evidence except that all you know is he's been questioned about the case. We know that. That's not evidence, proof, or guilt. I'm addressing your illogic here. Just because he testified 4 times, you're saying the president's guilty. You know what? You're nuts. I got to run.